FM Keene.
The following program is sponsored by Jeremiah Johnson Ministries.
Good morning, God bless you. This is Jeremiah Johnson with Good News in the Morning, and I just want to greet you today, and I just want to remind you that God loves you, and that His heart towards you is good, and that He wants to help you. He wants to be a friend to you, a father to you, a comforter to you, a strength to you. He is, you don't have anyone in your life that loves you, values you, and wants you more than He does. He's picked you to be on His team. He's picked you to be on His side. And, you know, even Him knowing all the mistakes that you would make, all the failures you would have, He still chose you and He still picked you because He valued you, He loved you, and He wanted you. And, you know, the Lord, He just wants us to respond to His love. He just wants us to respond to His rescue. You know, He's awesome. He'll leave the 99 and He'll go after the one. You know, I've seen this in my own life more times than I can count. I've watched the Lord rescue me from myself. I've watched the Lord seek me out and find me. You know, I had different periods of time in my life when I was going through challenges. You know, I come out of a lifestyle of drug addiction, alcoholism, and just lying, cheating, stealing, just atheism, and you know, all of those things. And you know, had a pretty rough childhood and background and all these things, and just a lot of brokenness. And I know in the process of the Lord's rescue of me, there were many times when I got distracted. There were many times when I was afraid. There was many times where I ran and just got caught up thinking that there was going to somehow be something in this life that could make me happy or satisfy me. And that happened over and over again. But over the course of my life, what I've come to find out is no matter how far I may have ran away, no matter how distracted I may have gotten, no matter how many ditches I fell into, the Lord was always faithful to seek me out and to find me and to rescue me over and over and over again. And, you know, and it's one of the ways where we learn to trust Him. It's one of the ways where we learn His faithfulness is even in the midst of our failures, you know, that He still abides faithful, that He still is going to send a word to you, a word in due season, you know, through maybe a preacher's mouth or a friend or a family member, or a coworker, or maybe, you know, you see a rainbow in the sky, or maybe you and God have got, you know, these little things that mean something to you. It might be a number, it might be an animal, it might be a bird, it might be a butterfly, you know, it might be, there's all different ways where the Lord can kind of send you a little wink, and it's different language for different people because He establishes different language for different people. You know, for me, there was a time in my life when it was just birds in the sky, like birds soaring, you know. I would see that and it would just remind me of the grace of God. It reminded me of the goodness of God. And, you know, my testimony is, you know, I didn't just get saved and immediately get set free from all of the torment that, you know, of my past. You know, I always jokingly say, you know, I rolled into church in chains and I rolled out of church in chains. And so, you know, but over time those chains started popping as the truth came in and began to set me free. And it was a process, you know, and it's different for different people. I mean, some people, man, it's just an immediate thing. And it, you know, it just wasn't like that for me. And I can only share my story. I can't share someone else's story. But I think in my story, I just want to encourage people that that you're not going to wear out the faithfulness of God, you know, through your failing and your falling and all these types of things. You know, you're not, he's going to prove Himself to you. And I do think that is one of the reasons that I now love Him so much is because He never gave up and because He always pursued me and because of the power of His mercy and His forgiveness. You know, over time, it's developed in my heart a genuine, sincere, affectionate love. You know, I don't have anyone in my life that I love more than Jesus, than Father God, than the Holy Spirit. I don't. Like, I And I do. I love the people around me and love my family and my friends, but I really love him. And a part of the development of that love is that through all of my failures and shortcomings, he's always come after me and he's always rescued me. You know, and I think that even that process, even that stumbling dance of imperfection and salvation and rescue, even in all of that, he still works it together for good, because the grace of God is what really, the kindness of God, the goodness of God, it's what leads us to repentance. It's what causes us to fall in love. It's what causes us to really yield ourselves to him, you know. And, you know, as a young person, I was just a very strong-willed type of person. And, you know, I learned from a very young age that the adults didn't really know what was going on. My mother, she had her own struggles with alcoholism. And, you know, I had a couple of stepdads and, you know, she struggled with depression. And just, you know, she had her own woundings that she was dealing with. And so, you know, from a young age, I didn't have a lot of respect for the authority of adults. And so I really was hard to handle in school. You know, when I was in fifth grade, they put me in a soundproof desk in the back of the classroom. By the time I was in sixth grade, I had a probation officer, had several felonies. We'd been kicked off of Eastern's campus because the police got tired of messing with me. And so they said, you know, you've got to leave here. You know, got all these wild college kids, and they're gonna kick a sixth grader off of campus. I was fifth grade at the time, actually. And so, you know, I got into a lot of trouble early, you know, and I had two classes in my senior year in high school. They wouldn't even allow me to go into because I had made the teacher cry so many times. And man, the list just goes on and on. And so I just didn't listen to anybody and have respect for anybody. And you know, and that is a recipe for disaster. I mean, that is the fool's road. I got in a lot of trouble. And then once I got out of high school, you know, I started going to jail because, you know, if you won't listen to anybody or abide by anybody's rules, you know, you are going to go to jail. And so, you know, it was rough and it was difficult. And, you know, the strength of my will to do things my own way was a real recipe for disaster. But the Lord conquered me. And, you know, he didn't conquer me. He conquered me with kindness. He conquered me with love. He conquered me with mercy. Because no matter how many times I ran away, no matter how many times I did dumb stuff, he just always came after me. And over time, I just got to the place where I really realized, you know, this God loves me and he wants what's best for me. And so I'm saying all of these things to tell you that, you know, even, you know, your failures, your shortcomings, all these things can work together for good if you will just realize the Lord still loves you and he still wants you, and the power of his blood is enough to sustain and cleanse you. And I'm telling you that failure and weakness can be just the birthing place of a powerful love. You know, I love what the scripture says. It says that he that is forgiven of much, the same loves much. And, you know, we see this in the life of Mary Magdalene. You know, we see her, you know, bust into a dinner with religious leaders, and, you know, she's a notorious, infamous woman that's known for immorality. And she comes into the room, and, you know, she is not intimidated by the condemning stares of the men in the room, because she has eyes for only one man. And she comes to Jesus, and she weeps and washes his feet with her tears, dries his feet with her hair, and then takes an alabaster box of ointment, a year's worth of wages, and anoints him. And that is a special, powerful love. But it was a love that was birthed in failure. You know, the scribes and Pharisees, the Sadducees that were there present, they didn't have that type of love for the Lord. And the reason that they didn't is because they, in their self-righteousness and moralism, they did not really know that they needed a physician, even though they were very sick, just like Mary was. But they were shrouded in pride and self-righteousness, so they couldn't receive. And yet this woman, who was a notorious sinner, she experienced Jesus in her weakness and in her frailty. And the Lord just kept loving her and helping her and rescuing her and standing for her. And it caused her to love him. And it caused her to love him in a way that was powerful and unique. You know, I love that expression of worship because, like, there's no precedent for it. David never worshiped like that. Elijah never worshiped like that. Moses never worshiped like that. Joshua never worked. No one had ever done what she was about to do. She was not following a pattern. She was not in a mode of religious formality. She was out of an overflowing heart, excuse me, of gratitude. She is worshiping the Lord, you know, and I love what he says. He said, you know, leave her alone. You know, this will be spoken of, you know, and for years, what she has done to me will be a remembrance. It will be a memorial. But it was the product of his goodness in the midst of her failure. And so I just want to encourage you, man, if you've been down on yourself, or if you've made mistakes, or if you've done the wrong thing, or if you've run from the Lord, or any of those things, I want you to understand that, you know what, you got a hero. You got a good shepherd who's going to leave the 99 and go after you. And he's never going to grow tired of running after you. He's always going to come after you. Don't feel like you can wear him out. And see, you know, you may be able to wear out other people. You may have had other people give up on you. I have. I mean, I had a time when basically everybody gave up on me and I was homeless and living on the streets. But the Lord didn't, and the Lord won't. And he will always seek you out. And so I just want to encourage you that no matter what mistake you've made, no matter what you got going on in your life, the Lord loves you and he wants you. And he's not going to change his mind about you. And then eventually, you know, if we will trust in the goodness of God, we'll yield to that and we'll submit ourselves to that goodness. And that's when that real, genuine love starts to flow from your heart. And then, you know, you find yourself, and I always think of the man of the Gadarenes, you know, the man who had 5,000 demons, who was cutting himself and chained, and he was a crazy man. But then he met Jesus. You know, no one could tame this man, but then he met Jesus. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, he was clothed, sitting at Jesus' feet in his right mind. And it just doesn't matter how intense your rebellion is. It just doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. If you will trust in the goodness of God and his love, your rebellion will eventually break. The strength of your will eventually submit. And out of failure will come love. And you'll love the Lord with a real and genuine heart. And it's a beautiful thing. And that's one of the reasons I love working with people who've come out of addiction and stuff like that, because a lot of these people have experienced the salvation of the Lord in a way that maybe someone else hasn't, who is a little bit stronger, a little bit more moral or whatever. And so this person knows the only reason they're alive, the only reason they're standing, is because of Jesus. And that love is a beautiful thing. So I just want to encourage you in that. God's not mad at you. He loves you. He's loved you with an everlasting love. And he's been drawing on you your entire life.
Thanks for joining us today on Good News in the Morning with Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. This program relies on your faithful prayer and financial support. If this program blessed you today, you can use the text to give number at 844-994-4048 to make a donation. If you'd like to invite him to speak, please email bookjeremiahjohnson@gmail.com. To listen to the radio show anytime as a podcast and even more teaching and exclusive content, download the Jeremiah Johnson Ministries app. And if you'd like to see him speak in person, Grace Point Church in Georgetown always welcomes you, located at 3185 Newtown Pike.
Find out what's going on in Central Kentucky and submit your events to our calendar at WJMM.com.
The following program on Life 99 WJMM is paid for by Hope is Here Ministries.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing talking about Do you have hope? If you got hope, you used to love those commercials many years ago, say, hey, God.